Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hi, Paige.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So owning this now costs at least
$20,000.
And you may have one or two or a few of these at home.
It's going to be an antique, right? A relic. I'm going to say baby doll.
Is worth $20,000?
No, it's going to cost.
Carton eggs!
Oh, the precious moments were the one where he's praying on his knees. That one.
I got some of those, if that's true. Man.
That and V.C. Andrews books back in the days. That's all they wanted.
It just came into a lot of precious moments.
Owning a cat or a dog now costs at least $20,000. So there was a study. Okay. Somebody sat around and thought, I'm going to study how much it costs to have a pet.
Nerd.
How much that dog have?
What do you work for? Chewy?
But I think this is probably very, very low. Because this is over the course of their life, and the study chose like 15 years.
I'm opening a delivery service for food for cows called Cuddy.
Mm. Chewing the cud, I got it.
Yeah, thank you. You didn't get my Brad Daugherty joke off the radio, though.
I'm trying to do cud.
See, you imagine if Brad Daugherty became a damn Catholic priest. He'd be Father Daugherty.
That'd be a lot to say.
Daugherty. How do you say his effing name?
That's what I was listening to.
Brad Daugherty. Daugherty. How do you say it? Come on.
Daugherty.
Father Daugherty.
So for some reason, the guy on TV says Daugherty. I'm like, hang on now. That ain't right.
That's not right. So the study chose 15 years, and people think it costs around $5,700 to own a cat, $8,200 for a dog, but the actual numbers are at least $20,000 and $22,000.
Those are the people that probably, when they go out of town, they probably take them to those overnight stays where Doggy. It costs more to put the dog up than you spend on your hotel room.
Yeah, that's expensive.
You gotta kennel
it's
them.
It's worth it because you know they'll be taken care of.
But that's where you get them numbers at, though.
That take their dogs to doggy daycare, and the dogs love it. Like, it's a social thing for the dogs.
I have a friend who told me about a place that you could go, and they're dyslexic, and it was a dog bar. I ended up going to a dog bra place.
Look at that.
That reminds me of someone saying inappropriate things about my dog.
You got these all for the funnies today because I've laughed out.
This is from my head.
Somebody came up to me when I, because in Brevard, they have like the Halloween dog parade where you dress your dogs up. And it's really cute.
That seems satanic.
It's a total fabrication.
No, it's really fun. But anyways, this lady came up to me and she goes, can I ask you a question about your boxer? And I said, sure. Is she
pregnant? She wanted to fight him.
Is she pregnant?
It's a total fabrication.
Really?
Because she has big nipples. And I was what? Like, big nipples. Stop looking at my dog, please.
She said, I ain't looking at the dog, honey.
Like,
it's a total fabrication.
Like, golly, bombers.
Like your racers.
Like, the, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the first, what is this called here? A bend of the finger?
Knuckle.
There you go. Right there. About a knuckle's worth.
Oh, I've seen those dogs.
She just had to look at him, and I thought, this is odd. I've never looked at Eva and said,
it's
oh,
gross
my goodness.
Too. Like the dog's been ran through by the whole pound?
Oh, no.
But she's never had puppies, but it's just the
what
way
a whore.
She is.
I'm glad human women don't have 8 boobs. That,
or 9.
And they're all bad like that. Like, oh,
I'm glad God. I can't have a litter of children. Well, I mean, women can, but...
Like, if you had 2 really nice ones, but the other 6 were like, ugh. Like, let's just focus up
like,
here.
Did Kate have all 8 at one time? Or was that, no,
yeah.
Octomom.
Yeah, it was Octomom.
Octomom did.
God.
She had to carry them.
Oh, you know what I saw yesterday?
Naked man.
That's every day. Oh. No.
Do tell, please.
Somebody that I used to run around with watched that show, 16 and Pregnant. And the first kid that was born on that show just turned 16 and died.
Oh no.
They found the kid unresponsive. And it was the first kid that was born on that reality show. I mean, what a sign of the times.
I still see the Farrah from the first season. I mean, she does porn and stuff, but she's still trying to make a name for herself out there.
Well, she's, you know, look, she's out there probably at a convention with Hulk Tua and Catch Me Outside. How about that, girl? Yeah. They're doing a convention together.
Oh, she don't need the conventions, old bad baby.
That's...
She's making a lot of money.
That's right. She makes OnlyFans money.
A lot of money. I don't get it, but a lot of money.
Why would not all these people that got turned down on TikTok say, let's go make a run for OnlyFans then? If you want to buy something, that's the one that's...
It don't always have to be nudity or adult content.
Yeah, it's not always naked. I was going to do OnlyFans.
What would you do?
Read the news to people.
Would you read the news naked?
I would probably do I'd do dance instruction.
Mm. I'd rather you read the news naked.
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
Nobody what about topless naked. Dancing while you read the news?
Okay.
You can cool. dance naked?
I can do naked ballet.
Nobody wants to see it, but they'll pay for it. That's the thing.
Nobody wants to see it. See, that's they're not going to pay for it.
You hear? That's what a woman wants to hear.
I pay for it. The worse it is, the more I pay.
Really? Okay.
It seems to be the way. If you go on like one of the porn sites and look at the most viewed, it's the weirdest, grossest, nastiest stuff.
Why?
Because people are demented like him.
If you're bouncing those suckers off your thighs like Ronaldo at a soccer game, I'm definitely going to pay money to watch that.
I'm not going
to
do that.
He pays for heavyhangers.com.
If you could throw them over your shoulder.
That's not a real website. God bless.
So like a continental soldier.
Sponsorship's available.
Oh, what is that?
I'm not saying it again until I verify that it is.
Well, I'm going to move on to this next story about Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's picked it up.
Dolly
it's currently
parked. She reportedly turned down an invite from Meghan Markle.
Markle?
For her Netflix show.
Can I have a Markle?
It's
Magic Markle.
But do that for a pod, you dummy.
It seems they weeded it out.
Dude, why not do Magic Markle?
Because they don't think.
Like she's
she
got
or her,
her
husband,
joke.
They don't think.
He was pointing to his head when he said think, guys.
The old ginger
don't think.
Well, this is what happened. Dolly's team thought Meghan was just trying to use her.
Well, you think?
And they didn't
so
want
is Dolly's
to risk
team.
Dolly's reputation and popularity by associating with Meghan. I don't really know what they're doing and how that would... or. Why you be interested in talking to either one?
Why you be interested in that?
I don't know, Dolly. What do you have to talk about?
They thought they were going to make a career off of like their goings on, and nobody cares.
They thought they were going to be like Beckham and Victoria.
Yeah,
Dave and Victoria.
Like Beckham. At least he had like you know an athletic career to back it up with.
Yeah,
they've got nothing, and like they're so annoying to try to stay relevant.
And you kind of got like.
Well, they
pushed out by the family. So, like, what brought you to the game isn't even applicable anymore.
And when you have a victim mentality,
applicable.
You don't want to be associated with that, you know?
You know, she's pissed too because she married, she thought she was going to marry a prince, like be entitled to the royal life.
She made him walk out because the way they were treating her.
Did she make him walk out?
I think he wanted, he realized, think about it, he was never going to be king. Never.
His bald brother's going to be king. Why can't Prince Andrew
be king? His daddy's like 80 and just finally got to be king.
He's got fingers like carrots.
And look, Google it right now. Satanic painting. His portrait. You see it?
Oh, no. Nice.
Freaking weird. Why would you want that?
I don't know.
You see it?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm going to bring it up for
you. And he married old Camilla Peter Boyle.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Kamala.
I don't like either one of them.
I don't like that name.
Because I liked Lady Di, you know. I thought that was really sad, the way they treated her.
Oh, the paparazzi.
Yeah, well, and the royal family.
Hold on. Look at this thing.
I don't want to go off on that.
Go off. I need you to make up the time here.
She was talking about, you know, she was what, 37, I think, when she passed away? Mm-hmm. So if you watch the Earnhardt documentary, Senior was 49 when he died. Junior's 50 now. Just imagine that.
Oh, my God.
You've outlived your dad by a year, but you look like different people. Even if you compare them side by side now, a 50-year-old junior to senior, they just don't look
the same. Listen, this is weird. And I know you won't know exactly what I'm talking about. Many of you won't have a clue what I'm talking about. But on the TV show Different Strokes, I was watching an episode a while back, and you remember the dad on there, Mr. Philip Drummond.
Conrad.
So let's say the peak season... He says how old he is, the dad on there. How old do you think that guy was? And just think around the peak time, before he met Designing Women. It's when he was still a bachelor.
65, maybe?
47.
No.
And I'm like, wow. What? 40s? That's what 47 looks like then or now or whatever? Hey, man.
That's what I'm saying.
People
like,
aging better these days?
Yeah. I think so. Absolutely.
Senior looked older than 50 when he...
Oh, God, yeah. He had that grizzled look, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Dale's Junior's always had that baby face.
Frosty
I mean, he doesn't
tips.
Even look like an adult until he wears eyeglasses. He just looks like Dale.
I like how you say eyeglasses.
Carrie looks great, and he's the oldest by far.
I need some whiskey glasses.
Oh, boy.
It's a great song.
All right. Well, I'm
great Morgan Wallen. Paige loves him socially.
I don't even know him.
She agrees with all
the look, here's the picture, Paige, of King Charles. Ah, hell.
She never understood why he got
canceled. That's his official portrait for...
Oh,
like, God. That's weird.
Oh, no,
look at his
creepy.
Hands.
He's got sausage fingers, and looks like it's painted in blood.
I don't like him anyways. He was mean.
It's not as cool as our president's awesome...
They're beautiful. I don't have carrot fingers.
Stunning photo.
I might have a Cheeto face, but not carrot fingers.
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
We will take a break. We still got birthdays. We still got suckets and something special coming tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, if it shows up on time.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love special.
Yeah. An egg.
Oh, really?
An egg. We'll see who gets here first. An egg or a chicken.
What are you doing that guy's hair?
Wow. Dude, that's that little, you know, like,
oh, wow.
What is happening to the appropriation of haircuts now? That's actually a woman. You don't even realize. That is a woman.
When did men
think
it was
fooled?
Beards?
No, the other one's a woman. I saw it earlier. It's a woman. I know you can't see what I'm talking about right now, but they say don't judge books by their cover.
No, you cannot.
Well, don't put a Bible cover over a Playgirl magazine.
Okay. When did it become okay for men to have pink hair?
What's wrong with pink hair?
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
This gentleman contacted Fatboy on, he slid into Fatboy's DMs yesterday.
Ooh, do tell.
He's got to be anonymous.
Okay.
I told him he could be.
All right, so.
That's not what his Instagram says.
Anonymous. Yeah, okay. All right. I'll just make sure that I don't say something I should or should not. All right. So somebody, they want to stay anonymous and something heavy that needs to get off his chest. So we agreed on that. And we won't even say any locations or anything. Just a place to vent, perhaps. So, Anonymous, you're on. What's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me do this. I know this is going to sound bad, but I literally do not have anyone else to talk to. I can't tell my friends what I want to say because they'd tell their wives and
amen.
It 100%
yeah.
get back to my wife.
Oh,
and I just think that would be
God, disaster. Isn't that weird where you become couples friends, whether it's your friend and his wife with your wife or, you know, vice versa, and just that, just friends, but you know that if it starts off, it's your friend and then your wife and his wife start to become buddies too, yeah. That relationship dynamic changes so much.
It's like the John Mulaney joke. You don't have friends. You have a wife who has friends who have husbands.
That's it, man. I mean, that's literally what it is.
That
so,
is your group.
I can totally feel you on that. So what is it you, because we're doing, you know what? How great does it feel that you, by a direct message, changed an entire hour of this show, and we only get four.
So that's all we get.
Yeah, we only get four a day, and we've given this one to you, sir. So, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm just at a crossroads right now in my life.
Great song.
Yeah. I don't know. So, look. I love my wife. I do. She's an amazing person.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
Dude, it's like them bumper stickers. I love my wife. You know, you've seen those and like, oh, there it is, Crossroads. Oh. For those of you listening on the podcast later, Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony's playing, so imagine that, if you will.
So good. Miss my Uncle Joe.
You've seen the bumper sticker say, I love my wife. And to me, I feel like you cheated on her. You're like, I'll do anything. I want you to put a bumper sticker on your car that says you love me and go to work with it and drive around with it. I mean, I never see any I love my husbands. I'm proud of my smart kid that got on A's, honor roll and all this stuff, or blah, blah, blah. Never I love my husband.
Well, it might be like on a punch bug.
And don't take that out of context later, me saying that I love my husband. Now, Anonymous, back to this, so I will not jump in quite as much anymore. You love your wife. You really do. What's the problem? There's something here.
I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's just true.
Oh, like,
that is, it's pretty brutal honesty.
Gosh.
You know, it's weird in life. People say, oh, you know what? I respect so-and-so, because they always say what they're thinking. And the people that say that are the people that agree with what that guy or girl said that say that. If you disagreed with him, you'd say, he says what he thinks too much.
He's right. He couldn't tell anybody else.
But, like, how long have you been feeling this?
Oh, it's just been too long to count. It's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far, like, the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just...
God!
I'm over here, I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
I think Fat Boy's dying at the fact you're saying this.
That's
even
so
though you're anonymous. Like, but, I mean, look, that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, that's a lot, you know. But, like, you got preferences. You got to be happy. I mean, you're honest about it for sure, but... A lot of people aren't. I give you that.
Well, my God. I mean...
Why did you marry her? You're not attracted to her.
I mean, she's just got, like, amazing qualities, like an amazing listener. You know, she's funny, too. There's just so much I can say, and she still is. She still is those things. It's just... I don't know. It's just been one of those things that's just been on my mind for a very long time, and I guess it just feels better getting this out in the open.
Have you? I'm sure. Yeah. Wait till we read somebody's text to you. I mean, for real. Like, I don't know where to even start. Like, you're gonna get some sympathy from people like Fat Boy. Although I think in his heart, Fat Boy is playing a character of sorts right now. Like, down deep,
I think more people are going to relate than they want to admit to it, at least to their friends.
Right. I mean, that doesn't make it easier, though. Like, are you planning to leave her? Like, is that where this is going ultimately? Because, you know, you don't think she's attractive anymore? God bless.
Oh, I mean, I doubt it. If I'm just going to be honest, I completely doubt it. I mean, if it happens naturally, there's probably going to be a part of me that won't try to stop it, but I don't want to initiate that at this point. I think it just becomes a question of how much am I willing to lose, maybe just on the financial front, just to get some peace of mind. You know, I just don't know where I am with that. It's hard to think
so I guess
about
you,
that.
You guys have been together for a little bit, and it's like a steady decline over the years? Or?
And did you, like, have a body change? Like, did you start giving a damn and start getting in shape, and now you're like, oh, I could... You subconsciously, you're like, I could get better than this. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I have been... I mean, because of, like, medical stuff, I've been eating better the last, like, maybe 5-10 years. So I think, you know, with that comes, like, running and stuff like that, and just trying to take more care of my body. So I don't think it's anything drastic, but, you know, I've definitely been taking care of myself like that.
We know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be around the friend group. One of the girls in the friend group is going to have a slip up, maybe a fight with a husband, going to turn to you. You're going to end up cheating on your wife with her friend.
Yeah.
Because you don't like her
Or
anymore.
They could blackmail you that with that. They could say, hey, by the way, Charlie told me what you told him about Alyssa.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of ambiguous.
Or they'll use this here. Against you.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to dump her, and she's going to move on, and she's going to look better and find a better man. Because you know what pretty is pretty does.
Oh, God bless.
So, well, like, he said if she moved on, it'd take two
trips.
Yeah,
she's going to find a guy that respects her and loves her.
Is that, like, just say, I mean, God knows you have no issue with saying this, but did she, is it a weight gain or, like, her face got wrinkled? I mean, like, what is the big complaint here?
I mean, it's like a bit of weight gain. It's like,
And how many kids?
No, it's just the
kids.
Never had kids. It's just the two of us. No.
Do you feel like she's? I don't want to say, not that she's stupid, but you feel like she's kind of trailed. You feel like she's trailed off as far as like, I don't want to say trying to keep up mentally, but like you know, like if you don't always try to stay on top of everything. You just kind of let stuff slide, and you're like, you know, I don't care, whatever. Kind of like a laissez-faire type attitude about life. Like, that could turn you off, too, as far as no zest to learn, I guess
you'd say. I didn't know you knew any French other than bidet.
Well, como esta, garçon?
I don't speak...
How about that? But you make her sound like she's like some gross, like...
Yeah, but like, I mean, like...
Fat woman.
And I know, I appreciate you listening to the show. I do. And I appreciate you wanting to do this. I do. And I respect your thought process. I do. But you sound like the biggest ass, comma, hole. And I spelled that with a W. So, I mean, you're a dirtbag. I mean, you are. Like,
he did just want to vent, though. Like, he's not telling her this.
Yeah, but he's anonymous. But, like, I mean, And I know that you're not calling from right around where we live, but, like, we do very well in ratings. And I'm just saying, like, somebody's going, you imagine, like, what, if it got back to her and she heard this?
It will.
Yeah, I'm just going to get back
to her. You could have wrote an email or something. Like, that's, I don't think very much of you. And I don't, if you disagree or, you know, have issues with me saying that, I get that, too. But
I feel sorry for you that you're so vain.
I think what he did is he got started working out better and thought, oh, I can get better than this now because women are maybe looking at you now.
I'll applaud your honesty because I feel like people feel this but will never say it.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things you think and you shouldn't say and you applaud this guy for saying it.
And he's probably...
Yeah, because, you know, like a lot of people just put up with it and they'll live with it.
And there's so many guys out there that think they're so hot right now and they look like garbage. I'm just going to say it. You know, just because you're working
out. I'm not over here.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
You know what? If you feel better, then I guess it was all for it.
Yeah. That made you feel better saying your wife was ugly now? Did he hang up? Okay, you there? All right. Kiss off then. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Here we go. Let's read some of these texts.
Yeah, I feel sorry for his wife.
I mean, I do. Like, and it's not the
fact
that...
Thank you, Matt.
I wasn't a mama's boy. I mean, I loved both parents equally. I am the father of a daughter, so that could maybe lend to it. But also, like, I'm not a dickhead in that regard. In some ways, probably. Here's a text. This person signed it with their name, and I can look at the number and know it's not the Travis in Bowling Springs that I know. Y'all acting shocked, but he's just saying... Wow, fat boy, sounds like you texted it. He's just saying what a lot of men are scared to say. Attraction does matter. At least he's not cheating on her or lying about it. I respect his honesty. My God.
I feel like he's going to. It's going to lead to that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They stay together.
Guys. Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, June 3rd. Happy birthday.
Or
second.
Now, you may be asking yourself or saying to yourself,
great song.
I didn't think y'all was ever going to come back. Because it's 9:47. Well, we got 3 birthdays.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
There ain't a whole lot going on.
Oh, okay.
We got more happy heavenlies than we got real birthdays. So let's start with probably the greatest clay court player of all time. He's a great doubles player. He's one of the big three. Rafa Nadal.
Oh.
Mm. The big three. When you put them together, man, this is very interesting.
Fast.
Wimbledon. Where are the other two? I don't know. Give me the initials.
Well, I was talking about the players. You got Federer, Djokovic, and Nadal.
Oh, okay.
The big three.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant the big three, like it was Preakness and Kentucky Derby.
No, I can't follow horse racing. It's interesting because
Federer's the Triple Crown, damn it.
Federer's got the most wins, but he's got the least Grand Slam titles of the three.
Paige wants to bet $1 on the Daily Double. Let's see. How old would you say, Paige? What are you thinking?
Oh, gosh.
But Federer's the GOAT. Don't doubt it.
48?
I'll go 44.
Ooh, you got to remember, you can't play competitive tennis well into those ages. 39 for Nadal, and he's done. This is going to be his last year.
Oh.
His knee's been ripped up like
retired.
A girl's underwear prom night.
I thought, I don't know anything about tennis. I thought Arthur Agassi was...
Agassi just won a pickleball championship.
Not Arthur Agassi. I'm thinking Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
I'm just asking this off the cuff. Did he die from AIDS?
He did have AIDS.
Okay.
Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I just, you know.
Country's trying to heal.
But
he got his own stadium at the U.S. Open in Flushing, New York.
Yeah. In Flushing, where toilets were invented.
Yeah.
let's go with he used to drive the McDonald's car. In the NASCAR circuit.
Austin Bill from Dawsonville?
No, his son's about to start driving now. I don't know what circuit he's in. I'm talking about Jamie McMurray.
Ah!
Remember he was in the McDonald's car?
Yes.
You knew that.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
I'm driving it.
Bill Elliott was the best McDonald's driver, though.
Was he?
I forgot that Darrell Waltrip, until I watched the Earnhardt doc, was a Bud driver for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Before, like, I always thought of him as Tide.
Is that a one-shot documentary, or is it?
4 episodes.
Yeah.
Good, though. Yeah. Last one's tough. Mm. Last one's tough to watch.
Jamie McMurray is, geez, 44. That number's coming to my head again.
I know, 45.
49 years old, Jamie. Oh,
it's not going to come today.
Like, it should have been.
You know the first person to, and I knew this already, so it's no spoiler. First person to go to a senior's car after the crash was Ken Schrader. And he's never said what he saw. He's never mentioned it publicly.
Why would he want to?
God, he's just so curious.
Oh, I'm not.
I
can't imagine.
What'd you see?
Like, I.
Especially if you care about somebody.
Yeah. Like, I was watching.
I have no emotions.
An old. You have none.
Zero.
I was watching an old match, WWF, then, on YouTube recently.
Hot Lips died, sorry.
And shoot. Oh, so it was The Rock, whoever he was wrestling, but it was over the top the night Owen died.
And oh, you can, yeah, Zach Allen.
You can literally see the blood on the ring mat. God. And, like, I watched it then and didn't notice it, but now it's, like, all I can see.
And didn't they finish the whole thing?
Yeah, it should have stopped the show.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
I don't know if anybody's asked Vince. I'm sure they have. He should have stopped the show.
He should.
Now, he would never admit to it and say that. Actually, did they cover that in his doc? His doc's not good because JR's not in it. You got a JR and Ben stuff.
Well, the Mr. McMahon thing?
Yeah.
The well, they one. Mentioned in there about that because they ended up
You
saying
fumbled it, Bill Simmons?
They sued the maker of the harness. WWE got sued for wrongful death, but then they sued the maker of the harness and got their money back. So they technically didn't do anything wrong. The only thing they did wrong was choosing to. And to think of the next match was Owen Hart's best friend, Jeff Jarrett, had to go wrestle in the ring. He just died.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Kind of gives Jeff Jarrett a pass for renegotiating during a pay-per-view.
And
for
calling little kids slap nuts.
Wouldn't that kind of give you PTSD if you saw that and had to go out?
Not at all.
No, not because you were psyched.
You should see the things we've seen, Paige.
Oh,
happy heavenly birthday to Chuck Barris to be 96 years old. Thought he worked for the FBI or the CIA.
What that's an interesting tale with him.
That's a good movie, too.
He was so lame as a host, though.
Tony Curtis, Jamie Lee's daddy. Half of the defiant ones with Sidney Porter. He would have been 100 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in the guys.
Curtis Mayfield would have been 83 years old.
Curtis Mayfield.
Superfly. Yes. And Jefferson Davis. Yes, that Jefferson Davis. The Confederate president during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Would have been 217 years old today.
Did you know that Boss Hogg was named after Jefferson Davis? He was J.D. Hogg. Not making a joke. Like, his name was Jefferson
Davis. Why don't the
Davis.
Vice president run with that? Hey, I'm the real J.D. Hogg. Look at me.
I thought his name was Jack Daddy.
He wrote Hillbilly Eulogy.
It's Eulogy. Eulogy. I'll give you $1 if you can tell me what his wife's name is. $2 if you can spell it. Folks.
Oh, she's a black lady, right?
No. She's not. I believe she's from India or Indiana. One. I'm not quite sure. There's India
Either
in
one.
There somewhere.
Trump's like, did we win India or Indiana? Which one?
Everything on Netflix is from India or Indiana. We can't tell.
Which damn one did we win?
Can't tell the difference.
I tell you which one I'd rather have, but which one did we win?
Dang it. Oh, I'm looking this up before we go. I want to see what her name is.
I should know this. I just saw her on TV.
Usha.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Usha.
Usher.
He's married Matthew. He married Usher.
Matthew.
Hold
he
on.
Knows Diddy.
She is.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She's an Asian American. Wait a minute.
Wow.
She's the first like Asian American and first Hindu American second lady. How can you be both?
Oh,
is she an Asian American Hindu American?
India's not Asia, is it?
Asian American and the first Hindu American second lady. You can't be the first second.
God, I feel like a big dummy.
Who's your first second cousin? Who knows?
I already missed Lobo already.
Lobo, call back and let us know about that stalker you have. Folks, tomorrow the Best Damn Audio.
I got Xavier Leggett at a hockey game. You're going to love it.
I say legit.
Leggett.
That'll be coming up tomorrow. Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. That's TLCMotors.com. Text line. Don't text or drive. Thank you.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.